A high-energy musical production taking shape in Wetaskiwin is soon to be unveiled at the Edmonton International Fringe Festival in August. Produced by the Wetaskiwin-based Waterworks Players, Motherhood the Musical, by Sue Fabish, is described as a heartwarming and hilarious show celebrating the triumphs and trials of motherhood in all its messy glory. The dates for The Fringe are August 14-24, and Gustel said Motherhood the Musical is set for 8 performances. It's a tremendous opportunity for the local troupe, as The Fringe attracts more than 800,000 visitors each year. Motherhood the Musical will be performed at Holy Trinity Anglican Church, 10,037 84 Avenue Northwest, located in the heart of Old Strathcona. And as to the play, it's a thoroughly engaging story from start to finish with lots of humor but touches of poignancy as well. It's a baby shower for a mom-to-be, explained Jane Gustel, director, producer, choreographer for the production, who is also acting in the play as well. Gustel also works with the Church Mice Players, another community theater group based in Camrose. These three mothers are imparting advice and relating their experiences to prepare the mom-to-be. It's a high-energy musical comedy, which basically takes you through the most sentimental and the laugh-out-loud moments of motherhood, she explained. Along with Gustel, the cast features April McCorquindale, Kate Down, Pam Sherman, and Veronica Dennis. Rob Nichols is serving as stage manager, and Kira Thompson is the production's marketer. When I found this, I had been to Menopause the Musical, and just bust a gut laughing. This play is like the precursor to that. It's not the same playwright, but it does feel like the precursor to the Menopause show that I thought was just so funny. We have 5 in our cast, and they are all from the rural communities around here, Wetaskiwin, Camrose, Meeting Creek, Tofield, and Forestburg. So we are bringing small-town spirit to one of the largest festivals in Canada, she said. Meanwhile, this production marks the first time for Gustel to take on the post of director for a community theater show. The directing part of it is really fun, because you put together an image of what your dream is, or of what you see this to be. When you are choreographing the dance numbers and doing the blocking, you are trying to create a mood and to project a sense of fun, she said. It's neat to be able to have a hand in the whole big picture of a production. And then when the show was so well received last year, it was so rewarding. We had originally performed it in Camrose at the Bailey Theatre and at Bittern Lake at the Bittern Lake Community Hall last May. It was received so well that people had made recommendation to take it to the Fringe. The troupe decided to go for it, and so they put forward their proposal and landed a spot. We are very excited. We have one show a day, and then we will be walking the fringe streets to promote our show, too. The characters are very specific and eccentric. You have a lawyer, career woman who is trying to balance family and work. You have a divorced mom who is dealing with trying to share parenting. You have a stay-at-home mom, and you have a young woman who is completely naive and who is going to be the perfect mother ever, she explained. I think having had the opportunity to play a lot of different roles as an actor, and being a music teacher by trade, I've been able to take all the skills I have and put them towards this project, Gustel said. Her own passion for theater stretches back to childhood. It's become a love of mine for my whole life, she said. I've also been a fine arts teacher for most of my life as well, so it's all just a part of me. Tickets for Motherhood the Musical are $12 each, and are available at the Fringe box office online. They will also be available for purchase on the Fringe grounds.